My name is Gina Rossi, and it is November 1st, 2015. I have Alicia Sen on the phone with me today, and she kindly agreed to let me interview her about her experiences in a bookstore to help contribute to an online archive about bookstores and their effect on American lives. So, Mrs. Sen, where is your current hometown?
Hatfield, Pennsylvania.
Is that where you grew up?
No.
Where'd you grow up?
Rochester, New York.
And when did your love for reading begin?
For as long as I can remember, so I guess when I was a little kid.
Do you know what started it?
I know my parents always read to me, and we always had story time before bed. And my mom was a reader, too, so we would read, like, the same books when I was in middle school and high school.
And did you used to go to bookstores often growing up? And where did you go? Do you remember the names of some of them?
Yeah, it was Walden Books, which I don't know if they're still around, and Borders. And then there were a couple used bookstores that we used to go to.
And what made you want to go back to those places?
I just loved leaving with, like, a ton of books to read, because that was what I like to do with my free time, so.
So you said now you live in Hatfield, right? So, what's your favorite place to go to now?
Right now, we go to Barnes & Noble. We haven't found anywhere else, really, in the area.
And why is this your favorite place to go?
It's close to the house.
Can you describe the environment of the bookstore at all?
Say that one more time.
Can you describe the environment of the bookstore?
Yeah, it's calm. It's nice and relaxing, and then it's fun for my son because there's, like, the train table, so it's kid-friendly, and coffee. It's kind of like the ambiance of just, you know, a bookstore and books and all that good stuff.
Is reading something you try to share with your family? Do you bring your son there often?
Yes. He likes, we go probably once every 6 weeks to play with the train tables, and then we read stories at least once a day for about 15 minutes at our house before bed, and then sometimes he likes to have stories read in the afternoon, too.
Do you have any special memories or stories about the bookstore that's changed you at all?
I don't think so.
Like, bringing your son there or anything, how important is that to you?
Very important to me, because I like that he likes books. I feel like he learns a lot from books, and that he has an appreciation for them and an interest in knowledge on different topics because of books. And just going and playing with, like, the trains and the socialization there, and that we can sit and relax and just, like, sip coffee while he's talking with other kids, and we look at books, and it's just a nice way to spend the afternoon that's not screen time or something like that, you know?
Right. So do you own a Kindle or a Nook or any one of those pieces of technology?
We have a Nook.
Okay. So does it bother you at all that these technologies are becoming more popular than actually going to bookstores and, like, purchasing the hard copy?
I don't personally like electronic readers. But I think if it gets more people reading, it's a good thing.
Right. So do you think that, like, the closing and the changing environment of bookstores is affecting you? Like, do you not like that as much?
I do not like it. I was very upset when Borders closed because it kind of gave you, like, an option. You didn't have to go to Barnes & Noble, which is such a monopoly, even though Borders was still a chain. But it's hard for, like, small bookstores to stay in business. And that makes me sad because any personally owned store, like, privately owned store, it just has, like, a nice touch. And especially with books, you're more likely to talk to someone who's read the books and can recommend it and,
right,
you know, give you their opinion on it.
So do you think bookstores are important in history?
Yes, I think they're kind of a cultural thing.
Right.
As well as an educational thing.
And now the culture is changing and causing a lot of them to close.
Yeah, and I think it's a nice place. Like, I hope that books don't disappear.
Yeah.
You know?
So, thinking about when you went to bookstores when you were younger, was the environment of those stores different from the Barnes & Nobles that you go to now in Montgomeryville?
Yeah, because my mom used to always take us to a used bookstore when they were just, it was not nearly as organized. There were, like, stacks and stacks of books everywhere. But it was also kind of fun because we got to, like, rifle through things and there wasn't really an order to it. And it was like a treasure hunt. You never really knew what you were going to find because it was a used bookstore. But yeah, it was a little bit different.
Yeah. So you said there's, like, a little coffee shop in the Barnes & Noble, and I know, like, in the Barnes & Nobles and the Borders when they were there, there's, like, all these big magazine racks. Do you think that these bookstores now are kind of more less about the books and more about the other things that are a part of the stores now? Have you noticed anything like that?
Like Barnes & Noble is more about that. Been a change. I don't know if it's necessarily away from books, but like when they came out with the Nook, I think because society is becoming so technological, it's trying to find a way to fit in, and it's kind of become like the hipster kind of cool thing to do, to go to a coffee shop or to a bookstore, and they have like the Wi-Fi and stuff. So I feel like they've shifted their focus, but their motivation to do that was to keep people focused on books. Does that make sense?
Yeah, right.
So, like, the motivation is still book-motivated to keep books and novels and all of that alive, but trying to fit it into today's society because it's definitely, especially since I was a kid, definitely shifted.
Right. So, I don't have a Nook, so I'm not familiar with it. Is it cheaper to get books on your Nook than it is to buy the physical copy at Barnes & Noble?
You know what? I'm not sure because we have a Dropbox. Do you know what Dropbox is? Do you use Dropbox?
No.
Okay, so Dropbox is like an online, like, vault where you can just share things like books. So we have, my father-in-law has a Nook, so he had all of these books. He had like 300 books for his Nook, and it's like a big, like a dumping ground online. It's like a folder that you can share. So we got all of our books for free from him. I don't actually know how much it is to buy a book on the Nook because I don't use it very much, but Dan does. I think it might be a little bit cheaper, but I like having the actual copy, so if the book is good, you can, like, pass on to somebody.
Yeah.
And you can turn back pages, but it's a lot harder to on an electronic device, or at least on the Nook. So I like to have the hard copy, although I have read a couple books on the Nook. And the Nook is different from the Kindle because it doesn't have, like, a backlit screen. It has, like, the soft ink, so it looks more like a book instead of a computer screen when you're reading it. It's, like, easier on your eyes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So do you think if it saying that it would be a little bit cheaper, do you think that price would play a part at all in any of, like, these bookstores going out of business?
I mean, for some people, yes, but then you have to buy the electronic device, which is not cheap. You might as well buy your book hardcover.
True. It would make more sense that way, right?
Yeah, but I know, like, people that travel, because you can have, like, 50 books on there at a time, that it's a big convenience thing. And I feel like those are the times that I've read it if you've been traveling.
Right. And I think people also in this day and age, do you think they'd also find it more convenient just to order books online? like on Amazon or something, versus yeah. actually. So it's like almost like this day and age has shifted. Like
it makes it easier for that instant gratification. If you're like, oh, I really wanted to read this, and it's 10 o'clock at night and you want to start a new book, you can download it.
Right. So do you think that the technology of today has caused even an avid reader like yourself to do it a little less? Like, do you find, like, distractions from, like, cell phones, other stuff like that, or not at all?
Definitely. If I don't put my cell phone in the other room, I can't sit for half an hour and read, because either I'm getting an email or I'm getting a text, or I'm like, oh, I have to remember to check. I think people have to put in a more conscious effort to unplug if they want to just sit and read.
And that's different from when you were younger?
Oh, yeah, we didn't have cell phones.
So they were like, you could sit down for half hour, hour, and just read nothing.
Yeah, I mean, we had one computer for the whole family. It was like a big desktop, and you had to sit in the office, and we had to take turns doing our homework if it needed to be typed. And there weren't cell phones, so I feel like we did a lot more playing, a lot more talking, hanging out with friends, and a lot more just uninterrupted reading. I still do read a lot, but it's definitely more interrupted with the phone, because anyone can reach you at any time.
Mm-hmm. Is there anything else you'd like to share with us on the topic while you're here?
I don't think so.
All right, well, then that's it. Thank you very much for your time and for sharing your stories.